We saw last week, trying to understand a little bit of a halach, the midas, and the zakina, and the guf of the bench, unzur guf, the nefesh bahamas. We try to understand a little bit what's the reason in the rhyme, what's the mahalach, what's the halach yelach that causes kinnah. And we saw that cut that's niveah from the meridike koyach that there is in the atzmusi shal adam, in the mahusa shal adam, in the kodesh baruch ha-bashafin, the mensh is choysim b'chaysami shal adam arishim, he's yechidi, that's mahusa shal adam, he feels unique, individual. The TV is that a person has to feel like he's special. It's hard enough for a person to feel like he's even. He's shoved to others. Kol shekin. And someone or his friend, someone close to him, is a mailer that he doesn't have. He feels second rate. He feels pachos. It's the shverest lezach for a person. It's a steer to his mahus. Also, when she sees a sherm, when he's talking about this hagosha, so sherm is earlier, parak dalin, in zehirus. So sherm is talking about hakoli, chayzer v'nishne, and sefer kam upamim. That there's a ora l'shleimim shabam, there's a ora to the moinam. Zehirus, sherm so says the ora to the moinam is to realize what you're going to be losing in Yenevelt. You're going to come to Yenevelt, and your friend that worked a lot harder in this world, he's gonna have front seats. He's gonna have a special mokum. You're gonna be way back. Hashem says, the person says, it doesn't bother me so much. Say that. It's good. I don't have to work so hard this world. It won't bother me so much. I won't be the best. So listen to what the Hashem has to say to such a person. Sheila achas nishalem. Ayuchal kol kach am nekala lizbol ba'olim hazeh ha'cholif. How easy it is of you to see your friend who's higher than you? Someone who's less than you, if you see him in a certain matziv, in this world, you see him placed at a pedestal higher than you. It kills the person. The person is. Blood is boiling. The answer is loy vadez mishan. Kine enenu rois. Kol amal ha'odom. We'll see closer in a second. That lashon is borrowed from the pasuk in Kelesis last week. That we see is kol amal ha'odom tachas hashemesh. Kol amal ha'odom. The entire toil of a mensch in this world is lihinose al kol misha yuchal. That is a mensch. His whole life he's working to make himself higher than Yenna. That's the Pashan Pasuk. If he happens to be in a certain predicament, that he finds that his friend is higher than him, the only way he's able to be saivus shamatzim is because he's muchach. He lo yichlo no noy. Ulevava yis ashish bekirbay. This is what Shir Sham says. This is the tiur of someone who has to feel like he's second, feels like someone's better than him. Maybe Mr. Sharm wants it. It's not an unzernoise yet. Mr. Sharm is using this. This is why. It's not so simple. It's not so simple to be an Eilam Haba. You're going to be second. It's not so partial. But pardon me, we want it. This is the Hagadorah. This is the Hagosha, the psisis that there is in every mensch, in a person. They can't stand being not the most special. It's a bit. If someone's higher than him, it's like, I'm second, I'm pochus, I'm shafon. Milu umas him. This is a steer to his koyach yechidus. This is a mensch. The meila, the koyach this, as we said, when you're exposed in life, and it happens all the time, when exposed to life to somebody who you're with, and Yana is successful, Yana has a meila, small or big, so that automatically starts to pinch you, to sting you, starts the shtachiv. That's midaskinah. That's an oirav midaskinah. You feel that Yenim is taking away your chelek, who you are, who you're supposed to be. Taken away from your ani. That's the natural tzitzah of the midaskinah. We are magish. B'yisoid hadavar. That hagosh is a hagosh of briyam oyim. It's a gezunta hagosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu made us bedafka that way. Bedafka that way. That you're supposed to feel your chelek. Somebody who says, nah, it doesn't bother me. Yeah, what do I care? Hefker, please. I don't care if I feel good. I feel the best. I feel special. That's not me. That's not the richtig. Kadosh Baruch Hu dafka made that the type of the person is he has a chelek. And on his chelek, it belongs to me. It belongs to me. Taka belongs to me. If someone takes it from me, he took my zach. We mentioned Kinnas Sefer Tarbuch Chochma. We'll talk about that b'hemsha. Well, there's a parish in the Torah. Call it a Purusha parish in the Torah. Parish Aruchim. Which is mamish this. It's a parish of Sefer. But overall, I love Ruach Kinnas. Bikinei Esishta. And don't this is the Chlor Zach. It's Chlor that a person's wife. Eish is Brisoi. That's his Chilak of him. It's Chlor. It's Taka belongs to him. It's Zayn Chilak. Something that's his. And when somebody else is missing a ride, she's going somewhere else. So there, for character, the proper and the natural teva of the mensch, there's a misoyer, there's mekane. You took away my chelik. And over there, it's legitimate. Over there, it's taka legitimate. Ta'avada. Taka your chelik. It's clarvi the tug. This is my private chelik. Kibbe be'etzem is a good thing. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the mensch to be that way. That he has a tremendous drive to hold on to what's his. And what's special about him, what's unique about him. The baya is, like we started speaking last week, is that the guf, which doesn't have a seichel, the nefesh b'hamis doesn't have a seichel, is misbalbel. And he thinks everything belongs to him. Not only his wife. He has to have the prettiest wife. He has to have the best car. He has to have the best zikaron. He has to have the most mesechtes. He has to be closest to the Rosh Hashiva, to the Rebbe. He has to have everything. He has to be the gabi and shul. He has to be everything. He has to be the most popular person. Every mile that Yenna has, all of a sudden, it's my chelik. And this is the problem. This is where Kinnah starts going. The Kinnah, it doesn't decipher, it doesn't discern. Every chelik, the natural tendency of the guf is to feel that everything belongs to him. Come on, everything belongs to him. Mach mazeh. It's memela. Like we said before, the tkuva tivis, a person that when he's exposed to the malice of other people, he automatically has kinnah. I want to bring out another tzir. How we see how basic this is. Okay, how basic this is. How much we have to fight against this. We're going to see how much is a part of our life. How much kinnah is a part of our life, and how much it's an automatic reaction. It's halacha. It's brach sefer Chafetz Chaim. Klal tes chas lashon hara. We know chas lashon hara is mal. It's also to speak bad about your friend. That's the mal zach. Shnor is bad. It's not a halacha. You do the halacha. Not always the case. You can't always speak good about your friend also. Shtei nuchav tzchaim avach l'shnor. One of the first examples of avach l'shnor is Kor de Gemara Zmor Erechin. Oser l'saper l'harbois l'saper b'shvach aver. Zmor Erechin says loy l'saper odom b'shvach b'tevose shechaver shemitoich kach atabol l'gnusa. There's a tendency, when you're talking good about your friend, Miley, you're saying, oh, gval, gazachna, madam. At the end, you're going to come to be talking Lashon Hara, Havak Lashon Hara. Look in the Chavetz Chaim over there, it says, Gedorim. He says, when you're talking in a group of a few people, so then you can't only be Marbit. But if you're talking in Barabim, you can't even tell you a little bit. You can't even say a little bit of Shvach, you can't even Shabbat somebody with Chavetz Chaim. Because Zichr, somebody in the crowd, is going to come, or you yourself are going to come at the end of the day to say, but, yeah. He's mamish, this guy saved such a chaburu. But, you know, he shows up 10 o'clock every day, you know. This guy is mamish, unbelievable. You see, he's a masmid over Hashem in the house. Treats his wife like chvayis l'shmas. Unbelievable. What do I want? I want to be mishapeach somebody. I want to be a positive person. I heard a few of Rabbi Vigdamila tapes. I want to talk good about people. I want to go say the aizachin. No. Awesome. It's awesome. You can't talk about a person good. Why? Avak lashon hara. It's going to be a gurble. What was this? Teretz is this. You start, the second you start pumping a person up, the second you start bedibur, you start pointing out, highlighting, accentuating, pronouncing a person's milas, all of a sudden, the crowd, you need to sell them with the mats, and everyone's stomach starts going. And then you have to say it to something. But, das, yeah, he's such a masmid. Avak lashonara, it's unbelievable. There's one exception to this halacha. One exception to this halacha. There's one time you're allowed to be mishamech. Where is that? In a hesped. In a hesped of a nifter, you're allowed to be mishamech. Not only are you allowed to be mar ben shvach, shtein the halacha, you're allowed to be moisif even more, a little bit more than you had. Again, by a live person, you can't even tell about things he has. Could have a million good miles. Can't even... About a dead person, you could be marbe b'kol shvachoy, and you could even be moisif things a little bit more than he has. Can't totally make up. Says a little bit more than he has. Moisif zech. First episode. What happened? What happened to the halacha? What happened to the halacha of Yitzchak Lozaper? The answer is, for example, the answer is the pshat is this teva of the mensch, this nekuda of kina. That's all that person. The person is alive and kicking and cold. He's in the running. He's in the competition. The guy is dead. He's out of the running. He doesn't threaten anybody. Okay, yeah, he's a great guy. He's talking to all the violence in the world. He's not here, b'chlal. Doesn't make me feel. It doesn't squash my yichidus. Doesn't make me feel that. Somebody's in the running. Loshen limor b'mavaser echdo yachbar. We'll talk about this v'hemshich. His ein uman mekanei elo. It seems to be the tendency that kin is much more. Somebody is working in the same factory, somebody's working in the same craft as you. So there, all of a sudden, you're much more mekanei him. Somebody who's no shaykh to you, who's not doing what you're doing. The kin over there is not shaykh to you. Somebody who's the same thing as you. B'mayim ha-muzgar, that's why kin is so stark by brothers. We're going to talk about that in Chazal already. Like brothers in the same family. The sugi kin is unbelievable. His kin being achim v'achis. It's unbelievable. Because the feeling of how much a person is threatening who I am supposed to be a hemshich of, that's in the father and the mother, is unbelievable. But upon him, I wanted that. So if I got off the tangent a little bit, this nekuda we have to realize it's such a basic thing. It's such a hilchot. You can't. Chazal, look at this. Anyone, we have to know. The aleph beis. Whenever we work on midas, we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to realize this is a natural reaction. Someone has a mila, all of a sudden goes down. I'll be honest, myself. That's who we are. Someone tells me, Mayor says you heard about this guy you went to high school with. He put up fives for him. He just got a shtel of Rosh Hashiva. Second he says that, what's the problem? He's telling you what? The guy I went to high school with, he's. I feel like that. This is the teva, hativis, the tkuva hativis. There is. It's a regular person, Kal Yisrael. The stronger, and a person who's on a good level, only be a nat. Another person gets verkocht, all of a sudden it develops to a kin and oira. This is the kud of kin. The kud of kin is miyuchidus. And we saw that this the kud of kina that makes you feel, that threatens, makes you feel that it's shepherd, your nekuda of your individuality, which is who you are. Again, that's who you are. It's not like a sveita nekuda mensch. That by the mensch, it's synonymous with being who he is. That nekuda, the Maral says, is nevea from the head there from the person. That means we all have nekudas that we're missing, we're lacking. Some people more and some people others. Everyone has shortcomings. Some people choose to live in their shortcomings. They never came at one with their milas. Some because they haven't developed so much the milas, and some because, unfortunately, they don't shtel on them. They don't live in that. They live in their shortcomings. And because they live in their shortcomings, it's called they live in the head there. They don't feel be'etzem. They feel missing. And we saw in Maral, that is be'etzem, the siba of kina. That be'etzem is the siba of kina. And it's a give and take. It's a give and take relationship. It starts off the missing something. And then the more you're exposed to somebody who has that what you don't have, it's mechazik, that feeling only more and more until you feel, you focus on that, well, he has that, and I have garnished. Rechaz Chaim Lurosh says, this is the kud of heder. We saw the lashon of the Maral, we saw last week, was, ein lecha midah.
Shemisha yesh le bal heder yoyse gdula mi midas hakenet. That's Moshe Lebrau. There's no greater midah, there's no midah that's a greater heder. In the Lashon of the Rosh, Rav Chaim the Rosh, my midah is Kuf Yud Gimel, it's Kuf Gimel, my Hitzah. The Lashon of the Rosh is al titein, b'ni, al titein kina belibcha shezu choyli she'em le refu, she'em le takana. Very sharp for Lashon. Mal, we know a choyli, it's hard to be merapid, but you can wrap it. Rosh is mangish that kin is something that doesn't have a refuah, it doesn't have a cure. What's the pshat? The pshat is, if you all know, the pshat is that when there's a maka that comes from b'chutz, when there's disease that comes in b'chutz, from a siba that comes from b'chutz, you can wrap it, get all the proper things to take it away, take it out. But if something is eroding from b'fnim, rekev atzom eskina. If something is missing from b'fnim, it's missing because you don't have that, because you're heder. What are you going to be merapid? What are you going to be merapid? It's a ruining meal for them. How are you going to be sacking that? How are you going to be sacking that? You're going to take away and run away. Some people tell me, okay, distract yourself. Don't look at Yenna. I'm not. Yenna, let's say Yenna's a masman. You're not a masman. Let's say Yenna's a masman. The reason why you're Makani is not because you see Yenna. The reason why you're Makani is because you're not at one. To speak about how you do come at one, it bothers you tremendously, and you live in a matziv, in a mitzias, a void of lack because you're not a masman. So you take away Yenim, you'll find someone else. It's not because of Yenim. Yenim just brought out. Yenim just was a venue that you could brought out your head there. That brought out your Siba Sakina. Ain't le refuah. Ain't le takona. What, are you going to take him away? What's... You, there's something chosim mi b'vnim. There's chosim mi b'vnim. Ain't le makar, ain't le refuah. Ad kedei kach, we saw in this Yishor, that when this starts eating up at you, this nekuda of erosion eats up at you, even all the tayvis that you have are not worth anything. You can't enjoy what you have. It's an amazing thing. A person could have kol tuv shabayulam. Everything he could have going good for him. Mamish, everything going good for him. Punk doesn't have the seat that he wants in shul. He has great kids, great wives, great chavrusas. Everything. He has everything going for him. He doesn't have the seat he wants in shul. And the person could have a kin in that for whatever reason, and it could eat him up. It could mamish go mishugit. It could eat him up. And every single thing he has, he doesn't enjoy. Why? Double pashit. Why? Because that stells him in a matzav of heder. He's focused totally on what he's missing. And when a person is focused on what he's missing, it's what? I have this and this and this. What do you mean? The ani of me is missing. I'm ariochid. When a person doesn't feel basic, like he's here, he can't enjoy anything he has. Mamish kaloshen shalhaman kol zayin in a shoveli. Kol zayin in a shoveli. Because he's stelling his ani, which is the Nekudah Zechidus. The Nekudah of Kino, we're telling him in his Anoichis, in his Zechidus. And that's where he right now his focus is, because that's who he is. So it's when he shepherds his Zechidus, everything he has, all the good things that he has, he can't enjoy Bechal. It erodes, it eats at everything, it eats away at everything that he has. This is the Midas Kino. That's him, even with Farid, with the Moisif, a little bit we spoke about last week. So the question is, and that's what we said, is we understand a little bit what's going on in our systems with the Kino. And the Shaila of all Shaila's and I said, how do we masakha? It's a neuridic amida, it's unbelievable, it's a present by everybody, it's present all the time. How do we stop this? How do we take care of this? How do we take care of it? Give me a second. So like everything, we want to draw him if we go to the Torah and the Mefarshim. I've gained to the Ershta Parsha from Kina. Sedua, at the Ershta time, the Ershta Mol, that's something. Appears in the Torah, that's the Yisoy in Yoni, the Yisoy in Mahusoy. So the first parasha of Kin in the Torah is the parasha of Kayin Behel. Kin is mentioned, the Lashon Chazal different times. So the first parasha we have someone who was Makani and someone else is Kayin Behel. Let's learn at the parasha a little bit near. We see Mamish, this is going to be the focus. This is the Mahalach. Shtei the Yisoy. The Ebershte Ba'atzmo gave us a Drocha. How to do Kin. How to take care of Kin. Shtei Tak Azay. The Hevel Hevi Gam Hu, Mibcher Yisoynim Mechavein, Vayisha Hashem El Hevel Vel Michosa. Do you creative Hevel copied Cain? He bought a carbon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a Maisa Kanir, he bought better. Vayisha Hashem El Hevel Vel Michosa, the Sephornis says, double Lashon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Hevel and his Mincha. His carbon was better and his Kavon was better. The Gavra was better also. Hevel did a better job. He bought a better carbon and he did it with more Kavonis. He didn't walk up on us, he did a much better job than Kain. Now Kain Vilmachasi Lai Shah. Vayichra Lakayin Ma'oid Vayitlupanav. So Ready in the Rechaim HaKadosh, but Baruch HaMaz Ma'ad Gishtei, Tzvei Zachen happened. Vayich HaLakayim Ma'oid Aleph, Vayich Lupon, Tzvei Zachen. L'nyanenu, what does that mean? L'am Nekudas, you could say here. L'nyanenu, the Parsha of Kinnah, what does it mean? What two things happened? First of all, there was a kas. The kas came from the Kinnah. Kayim saw somebody did. He was trying to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was even the one who Chadish idea. Hevel goes and copies him and does a better job at him. Kinnah, kas. Unbelievable, kas. Vayich HaKayim Ma'oid. The nerve, like we spoke of last week, Kilo, he felt robbed. He felt like Kain robbed him. Hevel, I'm sorry, robbed. Vayich l'kayim al Aleph. Vayich l'uponav is a tzveitazach. Vayich l'uponav is nemenshali. Vayich l'uponav is the depression and the atzus, the rekev, the heder that the makani feels. Vayich l'uponav means Kain started making a chesh when he said, Be'emes Hevel is better than me. Be'emes. Be'emes. I'm tatkechot. Because Taken, the Nakuda that Hevel was mitzdayin over here, Kain was missing. Kain wasn't as creative, Kain wasn't as big of an Eber Hashem. Hevel was Taka better than him. And this Nakuda of Kinnah brought him to focus and he started thinking, I'm a loser. I'm nothing. I'm garnished. He fell. He fell because he Taka felt polished. He felt nothing. It leads Atz v'siyush. That was a second Titzo. Now, state. Ma'isa behemshech, the parsha, it's mavur that this kinnah, this biflupanav, ended up developing into a kinnah, frenzy that parsha. He killed Adritzicha. He killed Kayel Kalel. He couldn't take it so much. It shter his nekuda, the chida, so much was the attack on who he was that he had to destroy totally Hevel. He killed him. But before that, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mezgale to Kayin, and she didn't give him a drocha. Had to help him try to stop the kinnah, or massacre the kinnah. What did he say? This is what we have to focus on. No, you imar Hashem al koyin. Lo machar lof, lo manof lepanecha. Zok ne biruchem nochemol. It's the opposite of these two things. Because Baruch Hu says there are two things going on. Lo machar lecha, lo manof lepanecha. Why are you bakani lemaisa? Why are you angry? Lo manof lepanecha. Which Kinnah is the Siba for the Kinnah. Lama Naflu Panecha, why you feel like you're nothing? Why are you in a matzav of Yush? Why in a matzav of Atzvus? What does he say? Hello, in Tetiv says, in Moisetiv Lepetach, Pesach Hatas Revis. He told him like this. In Tetiv says, if you're going to do good, says, in Moisetiv, Lepesach Hatas Revis. And these words licked HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nadrocha and had to take care of Kinnah. So you have to lie in these words. What do these words mean? This is the Mavtech. So we're going to learn over here that Pirush al-Rechaim HaKadosh, Rechaim HaKadosh al-Pshach. In these words, talk to Rechaim HaKadosh like this. Achein, kavonis dvor ha-dvar ha-shemi. Tchilas dvor ha-vidiya ki yishkiach ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu v'beiz har-goshes ha-sher hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu first told, like the first passage we said, you should know, I noticed these two things, v'yipo, v'yichar, and v'yipo, panot. Skipping a little bit. And then he told him what? V'u'omer haloi im teitiv pirish. Im tiye b'b'chinas ha-toiv. What does it mean, teitiv? You should be a gutter. Kol ma'soicha shoyer aleim b'chinas toiv. If you're going to do that, on all your ma'isim, there's going to be shoyer, an aura, a certain mahalach of toiv. It's going to be a b'china of toiv. What does it mean, seis? Zokter or chayim ha-kadosh. Once that happens, u'me'atzmom he'misnasim. Se'es is a lotion of elevation, of lifting up. That's where Yochanan Kodesh is lighting up. U'me'atzmonim esasim, they're going to elevate by themselves from zichalein. Se'es means it's going to float. It's going to float by itself. No one's going to pump it up. No one's going to hike it up. It's going to go by itself up. Ki ha'kedusha eino tzricha lachir. Zokta Yochanan Kodesh, kedusha, you don't need any outside exterior forces. It's all totally on the bench himself. V'hu oimer says he's madgish again pirish me'atzmai. I'm glad he's madgish says me'atzmai. What are Kodesh Baruch saying? This is the Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch told me Yisrael and this is the Yisrael. Take him his camera. So it's like this. Why are you mekane? Because you're looking for your uniqueness. You're looking for your specialness. Hevel had it. Hevel was succeeded. Hevel had success. He came close to Kodesh Baruch. You're looking for that. But what are you really looking for? You're looking for feeling special and feeling unique. What is that? That's seis. That's in that seis. That's feeling elevated. That's feeling great. That's feeling the best. Zogda, you're looking in the wrong place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Kayan, this is the mistake, and this is the problem of every Mekane. You're looking for that Yechidus in the wrong place. You're looking in the way Hevel did. It's all telling you. If you are going to be good, you are going to be good in the way you could be, and only the way you could be. In your Yechidus de Gevel, in your world, in your Olamoy, no one could stop you. You could be Se'es, you could elevate yourself. That's what we saw last week. Everybody has something that they're special in, and is all you have to do is be good in what you could be good in your corner, in your thing, and when you are good, no one could stop you. You could do things, you could just do specific things, and you could do everything properly in a certain way that no one could take away from you. Now, Rabbi Aaron Leib, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, not the Ger Rebbe, the Belzer Rebbe, whatever you see yourself in, not the biggest person in Kal Yisrael. No one could take away from you. And that's the ace that you're looking for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Intative Se'es means stay in your corner, do what you could do. Yeah, you're talking not as good as hell. But Lamarshal, just let's think for a second. We're talking about this Nemshech about it. You were the one who thought of it first. Kanira, you're more of a leader than Hevel. Maybe he does the things better than you, but you're more of a leader than Hevel. You do what you do. Guaranteed Se'es. Guaranteed you're going to have elevated. Guaranteed you're going to feel high. You're gonna be elevated. Elevated means higher than other people. Elevated means other people. You're going to be Se'es over Hevel also. Kayin, if you do it, you're going to... What's the godless here? The godless over here is, and this is what we wanted, is that when you're dealing with the Midas Akena, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to Kayin and says, Kayin, what are you talking about? What Hevel's doing? You can't touch that. It's not yours. Happy talking. Don't you realize what Hevel has is not yours? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell him that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell him, Kayin, what Hevel has is not yours. You can't touch that. The answer is, you know why? Because Kayin has a beast going on right now. Kayin has a beast, a lion that roared it. He feels attacked. He feels right now like a nothing. You start telling him, I can't touch what Hevel has. What do you mean? I can't touch it. I feel like a garnish of chesnish. I know I need that. What do you mean I can't touch that? You have to talk to the Siba of the Kinnah. This is the godless. You have to talk to the Siba of the Kinnah. You have to go into the mad world and the wild world of the Midas. You gotta enter that realm of the Midas. You gotta enter the Mania and the Siba of the Midas. The Midas is something that's drooking and that's pushing and it's driving it. You have to be mesapik that in some sort of way. We'll see, not totally, obviously. But you have to be mesapik that. You have to talk to that. What's pushing him? Yechidus, Se'es. Yechidus, Se'es. That's what's driving him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, okay, you can find that. I'm going to give you that. This has to be the maftech. This has to be the way, the tchilas adar. Maybe part of the ikar davar, the way to deal with kinah. The way to deal with kinah is come mimakam shabasa. Where does kinah start? Kinah starts in the kuda that you're looking for, you're searching for, you feel missing. Where are you searching missing? Where are you missing your feeling and your uniqueness and your specialness? You have to be able to find a way to feel full. If we feel full and we feel our uniqueness and we feel our specialness, that's going to take away the ikar problem of the kinah. That's going to be, that's the mahalach, that's the seis. We have to work out the problem of it. So this is a big yisoid. We want to mention, you see this, if we feed this on another place in Chazal, the idea bechlal. In the Parshas Miketz, many times, Chazal, in the Parshas Miketz, the two chaloimus, the paris says over to Yosef. This chaloimus of the Sheva Paris, the Sheva Shibon, and the Sheva Paris that they were. Bria is Basar, so they represent the years of plenty, and the Daka is a Basar, the years of Rav. Shemir the Gazach, the Pasuk says, Vini Minyo Yor, Oil is Sheva Paris, Fais Mara, Bria is Basar. It doesn't only say they were Bria's Basar, it says they were Fois Mara. In the Chaloim, it says they were Fois Mara, it says they looked very nice. Rashi was bothered by who cares that they look very nice. What does that have to do with the years of planning? What does that have to do with the fact that Fois Mara? It should say Bria's Basar. It should say there were Sheva Parais that were Bria's Basar. What's the Nakuda of Fois Mara? Zok Rashi. This is also part of the years of planning. Why? Zok Rashi. Fois Mara, Zok Rashi. Simen Hul Yemei HaSoiva. Shabriyos niros yofe zu lizu. She ain briyot tzora b'chavert. Rashi married it. Part and parcel of years and plenty is that you're able to see Yenim. If Yenim looks good, you're able to see it. In the years of famine, if Yenim looks good, and it looks pretty, you're not able to see it. Why? Because when he looks good, I feel like a garnished. So, Yana looks good. You say, no, I see that pimple over there. You don't see that pimple over there. You don't see nothing. You don't see that. I see that pimple. In years of plenty, when the soiva, when I'm zat, I have no problem seeing Yana. I'm able to see him. I don't have to eye and sore. I don't have no problem seeing Yana. Yana doesn't threaten me. Yana doesn't threaten me. So this is part and parcel of the shnois ma of the shnois soivas. The first mar, not only if they were actually gezund, if they were actually fat, they also were able to be looked fat. They were able to seen and viewed as fat. Because it didn't bother me, it didn't hurt me. The kinna comes because I'm looking for something. I have that header. If we're able to find a way to be misakan and feed that nekuda, the yechid is looking for, that's going to be the ticket. That's going to be the only way maybe to misakan kinna. The big problem is, is that it's not so simple. To shift, we have to shift. Nefesh Bahamas' view, right now, the Nefesh Bahamas is convinced that this is what I want. This is what I need. This is what I need. Exactly what Yana has. You know, that memory. I learned something 16 times. I remember nothing. And this guy next to me, he's pulling out the Rajbas. We learned 3 months ago. He pulled out what Resnick said 4 months ago. He pulled out what Rashi said 4 months ago. I don't remember nothing. Garnished. Right now, all of a sudden, I'm full of kinna. Right now, I'm focused. This is what I have to be best on. Very hard. Pull him away from it. You got to tell him. You got to feed it in another place. We have to talk about that. We have to see what to do. But this stay clear. This is the kivun. The kivun is that the tchilas dover of kinna is we have to feed where it's coming from. This is the tchilas even of tikkun and of drach of how to deal with midas. Midas, you have to find out what's pushing you, what's pushing a person. And we have to find out a way to somehow feed the mad mind of the midas. That child, that beast, call whatever you want, the nefesh b'hamas, that thing, we have to somehow be misapik in. This is going to be the mahalach of the drach of midas. And I said next week, Hashem, we're not going to be, we're talking about something to get the bissel to man tur. It's minyan in by saying, and we're talking, it's minyan gear the smeh of chalka, it's not going to be a direct hamshich, directly mamshich, as Hashem after Shabbos.